Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. And as always, I am so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. This is the show before the holiday on Thursday, and I do not traditionally celebrate Thanksgiving because it was a holiday in which Native Americans were massacred by the original people who first came here after the Native Americans. Well, African Americans came here after the Native Americans, but people who came here from England gave them blankets filled with smallpox, which really decimated the Native American population. So Thanksgiving, the traditional Thanksgiving, and I saw someone on the stovetop commercial that I found really, really repulsive. But I celebrate honoring the things that the universe and God and Allah, the things that I have been granted and given in my life. So the traditional Thanksgiving is not something that I celebrate, so I tell people happy holiday. If they choose to celebrate it, then that is their choice and their prerogative, and there's no judgment. But that is the reason why I do not celebrate it. So I would not wish people a happy Thanksgiving in the traditional sense. I wish people a happy holiday and to give thanks every day of the year and every day that you're on the planet. So we do not have to set aside one special day to give thanks to Allah, God, the creator of the universe. I give thanks every day. So, but for those of you who would like to celebrate it, then happy holiday to you. And I wish that you have fun memories with your family members, your friends, and colleagues, and you have time to rest and to just appreciate everything that has been going on so extremely well in your life and the things that have not gone on well, because they're pushing you to a higher vibrational level so you can do things differently. So it's a day, as all days, to give thanks. Having said that, my name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show, Higher Consciousness. And currently, I teach psychology at colleges and have a private counseling practice. I am a certified Reiki master, certified metaphysician, certified aromatherapist, energy medicine practitioner, holistic life coach, and a radio talk show host living in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. And the reason for my developing the show is I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, divine relationships, the law of attraction, divine prosperity, universal laws, and social and political topics as well. Tonight we will have a guest, and for some of our shows we have guests. And for some, I, as your host, give information about different topics. So we have guests for some of the shows, and for other shows, I provide information about the topics that I just mentioned. Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. Now, the only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. And this rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. So without further delay, I'm going to introduce tonight's topic. tonight's topic is Unveiling the Soul. And our guest is Ms. Keisha Wood, who is a spiritualist and a soul coach. She's really, really an amazing young woman. And if you want to talk with Keisha or talk with me, the number tonight is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. For Internet users, you are already online, and so if you want to talk to Keisha, you will have to dial the number that I just gave, 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And only one call at a time. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin. And my purpose is to connect with you on a soul-to-heart level, heart-to-heart level, and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Now, last week our topic was what you need to know to stay healthy during the holidays. And we had 6 live listens and 14 callers. However, in 1 week we have had over 200 downloads, which means over 200 people have downloaded and are continuing to download last week's program. And as always, I am so very thankful to each and every one of you. And since October 22nd, 2012, which was when the show debuted, we have had over 41,706 listeners. So we have had over 41,706 listens, which includes the live calls. This is only in 13 months. So remember, if you can't join us live, you can always listen to the show after it has aired. And it is always on the Blog Talk Radio website and it's archived. And we pick up most of our listeners archived in the archived category. And our listeners come from all over the world. We've had people who've listened from Puerto Rico, from France, from Europe, other places in Europe, all of the different states, and I've gotten excellent feedback from people from all over the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, and we encourage you to continue to listen and to tell your friends and family and colleagues to listen as well. Now, I always give a recap of the previous week's show. Last week, as I stated, the show was what you need to know to stay healthy for the holidays. And our speakers were Ms. Zoe Fuji, who is the CEO of Fuji Holistics, and she is Japanese, and Ms. Aggie Nasheed, who is the chef and CEO of In the Raw. So the reason for the show for last week is we wanted to share information about ways to stay healthy, because people sometimes during the holidays eat foods that are not the best. And they say, okay, well, we're going to binge or splurge during this time. And that's not a reason to eat foods that are not healthy. You can eat foods that are very tasty, that are very good for you, because eating foods that are high in fat and high in salt and sugar will cause diseases in the body. And both Zoe and Aggie discuss the ways that the standard American diet, SAD diet, is the cause of many life-threatening diseases. And it's true that modern-day eating is causing many health challenges, and it takes knowledge to stay healthy during this holiday season. And they share information about non-traditional food safety, about food allergies and inflammation, as well as stress and nutritional needs. And Zoe also shared ways to use your subconscious mind to change unhealthy habits by following principles found in the Law of Attraction. Aggie, who is a raw food chef, began her journey in 1989 Optimal Health Institute in San Diego, California. And it was such an unexpected healing experience that she decided to seek out Life Foodist in the Atlanta, Georgia area, where she currently resides. And in 2000, Aggie studied at Brenda Cobb's Living Food Institute. And after graduating, Ms. Nasheed was fortunately able to study with the Quantumans Holistic Institute. And whenever possible, she returns to the Optimal Health Institute for additional culinary experiences. Eventually, she opened a raw and living food restaurant, which operated for several years. And now she prepares raw and living foods and teaches food preparation at In the Raw. So if you want to know more about Aggie and Zoe, give you some more information about Zoe as well. As I said, Zoe is Japanese, and she was born to a family of traditional Chinese medicine practitioners, and she grew up witnessing the mysterious connection of mind and body, and it was natural for her to become a patient care specialist. However, during her training, Zoe experienced the loss of her husband and decided to change the course of study to health education. It is her personal conviction as well as her company's motto that health is a choice and knowledge is power. Through her role of caregiver in her marriage, Zoe learned that treating disease is very different than living a healthy lifestyle. And this knowledge led to her pursuing a dream to empower women to restore their bodies. And if you want to get more information about both Zoe and Aggie, please feel free to visit the website. And you can hear their personal testimonies and their marvelous stories about how they changed and transformed their lives and how they were able to promote their health in doing so. So please go to the website, Blog Talk Radio website, and you can hear the show, last week's show, in its entirety, and feel free to call and contact Ms. Aggie Nasheed and Ms. Zoe Fuji, because I think you'll find both of their stories very, very enlightening. Okay, so this evening we are going to have Ms. Keisha Wood, and I'm going to extend the show beyond 9 o'clock, but if those of you in the listening audience want to partake and be a part of the show, you will have to make sure that you've called in so you can be on the board. You can listen via your computer, but you have to call in before 9 o'clock, because at 9 o'clock, the computer will shut off. You will not have access to the show, only those people who are online. And so we will extend the show until 10 p.m. this evening. All right, so we have several people already on the board. People, I've talked to people about Keisha, so people are waiting anxiously to talk with her. But before I bring Keisha on, I want to give some information. The first thing I'm going to do is have a brief commercial break, and then I'm going to give information about Keisha's background. Stay tuned.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Greetings. Welcome back. This is Professor Jamila Franklin, and tonight I have the wonderful opportunity to bring on my show Ms. Keisha Wood. I had the opportunity to talk with Keisha because before anyone comes on my show, particularly people who are providing information in the form of mediumship or clairvoyant abilities or Akashic records, I then have to talk with them and interview them to make sure that it's a good fit for the show. And Keisha amazed me. I've had wonderful, extraordinary people on my show, and I've just been very, very blessed and very thankful to the Creator that I have been able to attract to me those people that are truly gifted in their field. Keisha, on the other hand, is someone who is very, very different. I have not had anyone who had her particular skill set, her skills set, and is the Normand, and she's going to go over it. And I was curious about this because I found out about her through Amanda Lewis, who is a wonderful, gifted intuitive too, whose specialty is connecting with fairies. And so she told me about Keisha, and I talked with Keisha, and we've had a number of conversations and email interactions, and I was really impressed. And when I think I've seen everything, then it seems like I encounter more people who have something different and amaze me even more. And as I said, I've never met anyone with her skills set with the Lenormand system, and she can explain that to you. And she deals with the soul. She's very, very compassionate, and she's very confidential. And that's sometimes some things that happen with people when you convey information to people. You don't want everyone to know your business, and Keisha's very, very respectful of people's privacy and just very professional. So without further ado, what I'm going to do is give you more information about Keisha. Throughout most of her life, Keisha experienced soul challenges that resulted in poor choices, insecurities, and self-abuse. Ms. Wood felt that the world was against her and that God had abandoned her, leaving her broken. Keisha was once told that she could see all the dots. She just had not connected the dots, meaning she was unable to see the bigger picture. So this young woman embarked upon a self-discovery journey to connect the dots, to reveal the beauty of her essence that everyone could see but Keisha. Researching her life back to her childhood, she discovered the source of her wounds. During this healing journey, Keisha discovered that it was she, not the world, that was against Keisha. She was in her own way. Ms. Wood began to see the spiritual side to life, to people, and to experiences. And as a result, her perception began to change, and the lotus of her soul began to bloom. Now, 8 years later, Keisha has grown to embrace her emotional wounds. Embracing her emotional wounds in her past proved extremely healing, and in doing so, she gently stepped into her divinity, which enabled her to discover her spiritual gifts and life's purpose. Keisha Wood now fully accepts her spiritual gifts. She is a spiritualist and a soul coach, aiding and coaching women who have experienced abuse and neglect. Keisha assists women by allowing them to heal wounds on a deeper level, which is the soul. She connects with one's soul energy through prayer, meditation, and spiritual resources to discover core negative beliefs that are starving to be healed. This process allows the person to strengthen the divine essence of their authentic self. In summary, Keisha connects with God, the Creator, Archangel Raphael, Ascended Masters, and Spirit Guides to develop a customized soul prescription that will heal and change your life. So for those of you who want to talk with Keisha, she will be available after she gives her introduction to you. And she's going to cover pre-birth planning, soul connections, karmic life paths, self-abuse, and soul wounds. Now, without further ado, we have quite a few people on the board already who want to talk with Keisha. But what I'm going to do is bring her in to give her introduction to you. And as I said, we will go until 10 o'clock this evening, but you must call in if you want to talk to Keisha before 9 o'clock. You can listen via the computer, but if you call in after 9 o'clock, you will not have access to the show. All right? And for those of you on the line, please, for people who were not able to call in or listen this evening, please refer them to the show. I think that they will find it extremely enlightening. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to bring on this amazing young woman. Greetings, Keisha Wood. How are you?
Hello, Professor. How are you?
I am doing extremely well. You have a lot of people on the board waiting to talk with you, and they will not be disappointed. So I was telling people that, you know, I have talked to a lot of gifted people on my show. Everyone I've had on my show has been extremely gifted. And I have someone else coming on to do Akashic Records at the end of December who's awesome. However, your system is something I had not known about, Lenormand, and I found it really, 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 really informative and so very accurate. And your delivery, the way in which you deliver things, you're very compassionate. You take your time with people. You're not abrupt nor abrasive. You're just doing it with love and gentleness. And when you're dealing with people with their different issues and concerns, I think that's extremely important. So without taking up any more time for you, from you, let's find out who Keisha is and just let the listening audience know about you and then how you came to be a soul coach and a spiritualist.
Okay, well, throughout my life, especially when I was younger, I did have different spiritual experiences, but I didn't know what it was. So starting to go on a soul journey after going through my divorce, I just realized that I was attracting a pattern of people into my life, and I wanted to find out what that was about. So for about 8 years, I took different insecurities and soul wounds and went back to my childhood to see where things were originated, which I believe things that happened in our childhood set us up for our life plan and our life path. So I was able to understand why I went through molestation and I went through rape. I didn't really understand as far as the purpose of it. Until recently, I basically gave birth to my daughter, who is now 11, who started me on my spiritual path. She's very enlightened, so she told me about remembering God and choosing me to be her mother because she knew that I would love her the most and that I needed her to be there, be here with me. So every so often, she would get upset and say she's not ready to go back to heaven because the big angel at the top of the stairs was waiting for her, which I now know was her guardian angel. Mm-hmm. She brought up being my mother in a past life. She brought up, got me interested in crystals and stones. And when she was about 5, I walked into her room, and she was sitting in a circle that she made with different stones. Took one of my candles and lit it, which I was upset by that. But I walked in on her meditating, and I asked her who taught her that. And she said, well, I thought everybody is supposed to meditate. She would come back from school saying that she would talk to her friends about being here before, and they would look at her like she was crazy, and little things that I never taught her or spoke about. I started to research more, and then my life started to open up spiritually. So I give credit to my daughter for where I am today. So a lot of my gifts have to do with dealing with spirit. So I do have the ability to see people, spiritual guides, family members. I do connect with Archangel Raphael a lot. I also connect with Archangel Michael a lot. I do study angels, as angels have different skills that I do call into my life to ask for help, because you have to invite the angels into your life, as they cannot interfere with your life unless it's life or death. So So I embarked on a journey and came upon a meetup group, which is my friend Jonathan L. Harris. And it's a group, a meditation group that helps you to develop your own intuition and your own gifts. And through there, I was able to fine-tune my gifts and understand my gifts and what my life purpose was to be, which is to connect to women and some men. I have talked to some men on a soul level. I have the ability to see the wounds that were created at specific times in their life. And when I go into prayer meditation, I'm giving these customized prescriptions. I call them soul prescriptions on how to heal through meditation, affirmation, and rewriting their story. Because I have a background with my family history, I believe, in New Orleans that worked with cards. I was able to pick up the meaning of the card very quickly, and I came across what they call a Lenormand. And Lenormand card is basically very, very popular in France and Greece, where it's a popular psychic in the 1400s who was the advisor for Napoleon. And they're very matter-of-fact. So if there is, you have a question about someone possibly cheating, it's going to show up in those cards. I also use soul cards. Different therapists and psychologists have come up with cards that connect to the subconscious, where I can see karmic blocks within people's lives, how that was set up, and how they can go about healing them. So it's been a journey for me as well to accept my gifts, because it can be very scary to see things and feel things that are around you. So I'm constantly in prayer and cleansing myself in my home so that I can make sure that I keep myself elevated on a vibrational level so that I don't attract anything that's on a lower energy. And this is specifically for people that need healing. So I'm not the type of psychic that will tell you when is your man coming or anything of that nature. I've noticed that people's loved ones and their guides and the messages that I get come strictly for a place of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about in a nutshell.
So when you say healing, it's basically soul-level healing versus spiritual and emotional healing, or is it all of the above?
It's all of the above. I've had friends who family members have come through to me, and it's just with an unresolved issue that they had when their parents were here that would help them along their journey. It can be emotional. It can be on a level of any type of abuse, whether it's verbal, physical, emotional abuse. So I've noticed that most of my gifts are really connected to healing.
Well, I have to tell the listening audience that you will be in for a treat this evening and for private consultations with Keisha, who is, I've not seen anything like it. I've seen people who've done different kinds of things, Akashic readings, tarot readings, crystal readings, crystal ball readings, alchemy, but I've never seen anything like this, and it does not get into the emotionalism of your relationships. It's just—it's like what she explained to me when I first talked with her. As a matter of fact, it's like the guides, your spirit guides, your ascended masters, your ancestors, the angels, the Most High God, just show her things without, well, why did he do this or whatever. It doesn't get into all that. It's just like, this is your soul pattern, and it keeps you focused on how you have attracted these things to you to learn what you need to learn at the soul level. And it takes you away from blaming people, because everything that comes into our lives is, these things are coming into our lives not to destroy us but to help us grow. And when we don't see that, we see things happening to us as opposed to for us. And what I've done, even before I had people on my show, is I always turn the mirror inward. And I have seen people who are sometimes very spiritual and very well known who don't do that. They project out. You know, they, okay, as long as you don't tell them that maybe some of those things really in their lives are due to their own making. They can't hear that. So with this system, it's not getting into the emotionalism of it. It's just like your soul has certain things that it came here to do, and Keisha then will give you this information. And my other shows that I've done, particularly with the Game of Life show and my Peace Be Still series, I then show you the concrete steps that you can do. Because sometimes people will come to people like Keisha, and then you. Sometimes people may not know how to do their work to get on track. So the other shows show you how to get on track. All right, Keisha, so can you explain the Lenormand system and the cards so people would know? In terms of, because are you going to use the cards to do the readings, or are you going to do it differently?
I will use them just to give myself confirmation of what I'm receiving. Because my sessions are so detailed, I'm just going to do a shorter version on it of it on my end. So I've already talked to my guides about that.
Right.
But
okay.
Yeah, I will definitely.
May I ask something? May I ask for those people, for those of you who are listening and who want to have a session? I see that you've already plugged in the one, so I definitely will get to you. So thank you so very much for being patient. Thank you. And we will extend the show until 10 o'clock. But the other thing is that, Keisha, why don't you give them your contact information in case some people have to get off the line before 10? So I'm going to have to give your contact information throughout the show. So why don't you give them your contact number now, and then, you know, periodically I will ask you to do that throughout the show for private reading.
Okay. So the number that you can reach on Built Soul Prescriptions is 678-465-7378. So that's 678-465-7378. You can also email me at unveiledsoulprescriptions@yahoo.com. And if you go to Facebook, it is Unveiled Souls. soulprescription.com. So it's Unveiled, UN, B as in Victory, EILED, Soul Prescriptions at yahoo.com. If you are able to get to Facebook, you can just put in the search Unveiled Soul Prescriptions and my page will come up, and I'll be announcing the launching of my website in a couple of weeks.
Okay, great. Okay, so are you ready for your first caller?
Sure.
Okay. All right, greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Would you like to leave your name? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Would you like to speak with Keisha?
Yes.
Would you like to speak with... Hi.
This is Amanda.
Hi. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Good. Hi, Keisha. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm just thankful for support, and I want a general reading, please, ma'am.
A general reading, Amanda?
Yes, Keisha.
Anything specific?
Let's do love.
Sure. I think we discussed love before.
Okay, then
we can definitely. Okay, I'll just give you a general. How about that?
Okay. Yes.
And listening audience, so you hear Keisha shuffling the cards. What she's doing, the Lenormand system is the system that she had mentioned. So it would just take a minute for her to shuffle the cards. So we thank you for being patient as she does so. So for each of you who request that, that will be the process. She already knows, but the cards will give her confirmation. Okay, Keisha, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. With Amanda, I'm tapping in, I'm getting into her energy. And right now you have a challenge with simplicity in your life. You tend to overthink some of your spiritual things, and your guides are asking you to just keep it simple. And you're struggling with knowledge, more so on connecting to your guides and your fairies, as well as with school. So your challenge over the next couple of months is to break everything down to where you can probably write about it, the things that you want to manifest into your life, and start asking your guides for help more often, because a lot of the things that you are asking for, they're giving you the answers, but you're overthinking.
Okay.
On a soul level, what you want to do is start doing more regular prayers. Your soul is asking for more prayers. So you want to strengthen your connection to God. And on a physical level, I'm seeing that you're having some challenges with faith. Not just faith within God, but faith within yourself and where you're going in your path. You want to embrace the changes that you're going to be making, because you are taking flight into a new phase into your life. And you have to understand that you will need to invite people into your life that are going to help you. So your overall energy right now that I'm picking up around you is that you want to be more open with assistance on a divine level, on mentor level, and even on family and friendship levels.
Okay, thank you very much, and I love you, and I'm so proud of you.
Love you too, Pumpkin.
Thank you, Amanda. Continue to listen, beloved. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Keisha. Okay, you have another call. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name, please.
Hello, my name is Samantha.
Okay.
Hey, Keisha.
Hey,
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
No problem, girl. You can just do a general.
I have a feeling that your grandmother is trying to connect with you.
Okay.
Your grandmother is wanting to work more with you with your spiritual gifts.
Okay.
I know that you do channel, so you will receive information from her. So when you're in prayer and meditation, you want to open up that connection with your grandmother. What you can do is when you're in meditation and you're breathing, when you exhale, you want to put a white light around you as a circle, like a big donut.
Okay.
And you can call your grandmother to you, and when she's in front of you, you can open up the circle to invite her in and make sure you close that circle around the two of you.
Okay.
You can call in your guides to stand around you, and they'll help you to connect. I would suggest you visualizing a pink light connecting your heart to hers, and also a light from your third chakra, eye chakra, to hers. What she is saying is that you definitely want to be working together. You're very connected. Were there some unresolved issues with her that you need to forgive?
Yes.
So she's saying she's sorry, and to please forgive her. She is a lot better now, and she wants you to understand that what you're going through is definitely for learning, for the ascension of your soul. She's healthy, and she's happy, and she sends butterflies. And she doesn't want you to hold any guilt. You've been seeing a lot of butterflies?
Probably back last month I have.
Yeah, it's getting colder, so they're kind of out of season. But when you do, that's her connecting with you to let her know that she was there. But you do have some forgiveness work to her. So when you're in meditation, I want you to talk to her and pray for that. How you can work on forgiveness is to meditate with the violet flame.
Okay.
And I'll give you information on that after the call. But you want to walk with her in the violet flame so that you guys can burn away that unforgiveness there.
Okay.
And she loves you.
I love her, too. I tell her every day.
And I love you, too.
I love you, too. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right, we have another caller. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name, please.
Hi, it's Ann.
Hi,
hello,
Ann. How are you?
I'm fine. Keisha?
We can barely hear you. Can you talk louder, please?
I'm so sorry. Yes, you can. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great, great. Sorry, you guys. I had my headphone on, and it doesn't work well sometimes. Either way, let me get right to it. Keisha, finance, business. That's what I want to know.
Okay. You want to know what the block is?
Yes. Or how to specifically remove whatever the block is. So, yes, there's a block, I feel, but then I also want to know what I need to do to remove it.
Okay. Let's see what's going on with you, Ann.
You have a little bit of self-sabotage that's going on.
Really?
Yes.
The self-sabotage has to do with a transformation that you're going through in the next phase of your life. At this point, you are seeing money as something that's separate from you. And as you well know, that everything is energy and vibrations.
Exactly.
And you would want to start getting in the habit of seeing money as a part of you, not separate from you. With this particular block that you have, I'm showing that I don't see a lot of trust in some of your instincts and self-worth. There is some forgiveness work you have to do as well that is blocking the energy for this money to be coming into your life. So just give me 1 second. Because I'm trying to connect more with your energy. In a second.
Interesting.
What I'm checking with on your energy, Anne, is to see where this imprint is, where this block is, and what was the setup for you to even have this block.
Yeah, because that's interesting. I've been doing a lot of energy, grounding, spiritual work, as well as self-worth work, like removing any kind of unworthiness. So when you said that, I was like, really? So maybe I'm not really for sure, but my question, I guess, or my thought is it because of the purposeful work as it relates to spiritual, is it possibly that I'm self-consciously thinking because it's spirit work that money and spirit is not supposed to get paid for it or something? I don't understand how it
is. Do you feel like you're not on the right path as far as the direction
like
you're going in?
I do feel like I'm on the right path. However, I believe that some of the roadblocks, the deterrent, you know, is kind of like, okay, why am I turning this way and why am I turning that way instead of going straight? Because if I'm clear, why am I having these shortcuts? So that's the question.
I kind of am familiar, you know, with your situation.
Yeah.
Because we've talked outside of here. But
yeah,
there's an element of betrayal and being lied to that's connected to this. So what you and I can do afterwards is probably later this week is speak about that.
Okay.
In reference to that, because there's still an element that is bothering you about that.
Okay.
Situation. And
okay.
That's placing a block because there's not a total forgiveness there to release it. And
oh,
there's some
okay.
other elements that connected to it. But there is, on a deep, deep, deep soul level, that there's a belief within you that it's not possible to change. So it's three areas that is pointing to this particular block. In the meantime, I want you to visualize a big fan in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And money is just all coming towards you and sticking on you like a magnet.
Right.
And when you inhale and exhale, you want to visualize the money melting into your being. So you
okay.
can start to change that thought process that money is separate.
Okay.
So you can know that
so that's
money down is
a soul,
as well.
Soul, so that's a soul level that's thinking that?
Yes.
Okay. We need to get rid of that soul level because we're not there. We need to get rid of whichever, however, that soul level is operating. Because on this plane, I'm on a whole nother different level of wanting to receive. So as soon as you said to envision that fan, I immediately started bringing it towards me. So I'm going, no. So whatever soul level that is, yes, I'm ready to do the work because we got to remove that.
One other thing that's coming up for you as far as meditation or exercise that you can do
mm-hmm.
is to, when you stand in front of the mirror
mm-hmm.
in your visualization, you can actually have that mirror be shattered in your visualization to reveal who you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
You should see what's behind that mirror.
Okay.
It's going to start off to where you're not going to see anything at first, but if you keep doing that particular visualization, it's going to come up and you'll be able to see who you truly are.
Right.
But once you go through that and you release it, that's going to open up the flow of money for you.
Okay. Okay. Sounds awesome. Thank you always.
Thank you.
Welcome, love.
Well, thank you, Ann.
Thank you so much for the program. Thank you. I'm going to keep listening, you guys.
Yes, please do. Please do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, listeners, I know you're there, so just be patient, okay? Greetings. You're on the line. Your name, please.
Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. Welcome.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, what's up?
Jonathan is my friend and the one that I was mentioning earlier that started the meetup group.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome,
so anybody,
Jonathan.
Yes.
So you can actually
you.
Go to meetup.com and just put in the search for Develop You. And there's three groups in Carolina, Atlanta, and North Hollywood. But he just transitioned to doing conference calls. So anybody can sign up and join our call. It's very good and informative.
Okay. Well, Jonathan, it sounds like a segue for you to be on my show at some point.
Yes. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Look, I
okay.
called in to be a client. Look, I'm trying to be a client today, Keisha. I ain't trying to trying to be, yeah, all of that. Look, I got some needs. I got some questions. Nah.
I know.
Okay.
I'm connected to you now. I'm actually connected
nah.
to him already.
Yeah, but I'm definitely
my
guys definitely
are very
want to
familiar
you,
with
Keisha.
Jonathan. Thank you.
Very.
Yeah.
Well,
my guys are very
you.
Familiar
right.
with Jonathan's energy, so I'm pretty sure this should come through just quickly and fine. Okay, Mr. Jonathan, what I'm doing now is connecting to your energy. And Jonathan, right now, and the energy around you is you're having some challenges with assistance. You do need people in your life that you can trust that's going to be helpful to help you with your work.
Yes.
Faith is coming up. I don't think that it's faith in God, but I really think that it's faith in other people. So you want to start looking at people that you can actually trust along with your journey, focusing more on yourself as far as, instead of taking on burdens of other people, detaching from that a little bit. What you want to do is embrace the confidence of that and have some confidence in the people that are around you. This is going to cause a manifestation in your life that's going to start bringing into fruition the things that you're working on, but taking it to a whole new level. So if you can work on getting your team together, this is going to start to shift in 2014 where some new things are going to open up, and it's going to start coming really fast as far as clients and events and things of that nature. But you are elevating to a new phase right now. So you're going to need a lot of help.
I love it. I love it. Yes. I just actually give you confirmation. I just actually had a meeting today with a team on some things that I'm actually working on in the near future.
Yay, yay. And you know, I'm available too.
Oh, you know, you're right there by my side. But definitely as far as the, you know, give you more confirmation, especially with the trust, because I do have issues when it comes to trusting the process when it's in other people's hands. So you're right, right on the money, face. Okay, I got it now.
Love you.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you, Pumpkin.
Thank you, Jonathan. Remain on the call. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name, please.
Essence.
Okay.
Hey, Miss Essence.
Hi, Keisha.
Your question?
Essence. What are you looking for today?
I didn't know if you were just connecting to energy or we just had to, if we have to answer a phone, I mean, ask a question.
It's whatever you like. You want me to just connect to you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
And thank you for calling Essence.
Oh, thank you for having this show.
You're very welcome.
For you, Essence, you just started your, I know you just started your meetup group, correct?
Yes.
Is your grandfather still here?
No.
Are both grandfathers crossed over?
No. My mom's dad, yes. My dad's dad, actually, no.
Okay, because there is an older gentleman that's coming in, and I feel like it's your grandfather. Your grandfather is going to help you a lot with your group that you just started. He's actually working with connecting you with different people that's going to help you along this journey. I would suggest, do you have an altar? Yes, I do. When you go to your altar, I want you to start connecting with him. He's going to work with you in a way that is going to come through your writing. So when you go to your altar and you feel his energy, I want you to have a notebook and paper. Or you can just bring your laptop in front of your altar so that you can type. He's going to start giving you some information about some of the subjects that are going to come up in the meetings.
Okay.
You also want to start your YouTube channel. What I'm also picking up for you is that, are you struggling with the studies, Radical Forgiveness, and completing that?
Yes.
Okay. You want to start to, I'm going to email you an affirmation that you can do because it's around your heart chakra.
Okay.
You are having some challenges also in putting things in order. Everything is starting to get jumbled up, and you want to start being more organized with your subjects, your studies, and your plans that you're going to do for each meeting. But you want to start praying more. You want to start praying more. I would suggest when you get up in the morning and when you go to bed for the next 30 days to start praying more, because that is how you're receiving your information. So you want to start strengthening your connection to God, because that's also going to open you up to where you're going to start channeling information that's needed in your group. You are going through an ascension process. In 2014, your soul is graduating to the next level. So I want you to constantly stay connected to where you have confidence in what you're doing. You're a powerful manifester, so be careful of your thoughts. If you're rethinking, rethinking, and rethinking, you want to tell your mind to be quiet. You can call on, start connecting with Archangel Gabriel.
Gabriel, okay.
He's going to help you with communication. And make it a habit of your altar.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, my love.
I feel like I'm being, I don't know if it's me, ego, or if I'm actually being compelled by spirit to have another group where I work with people who, like, have body issues, who need, or, you know, need to lose weight, like, using the New Age thought principles to help people, like, transform their bodies. Some days I feel like I'm being led to do that. The other days I feel like it's just me making it up. And if it is, I mean, I don't really know a lot about this area, so it just causes a lot of confusion in me.
Yeah, because I'm showing everything is getting jumbled up for you. You want to focus on one thing at a time. With you starting this Law of Attraction group, it's going to manifest into another level to where you're going to use those same techniques that you teach to help people with their body image. So you're getting pieces of what you're going to do in the future. It's just you need to put it to the side. I would suggest writing it down in a journal, but set it aside, because you want to get what you're doing first with this Law of Attraction rolling pretty well, and then you're going to start receiving this information from your grandfather that's going to transform your teachings into people and how they can actually do. Is it losing weight or just being healthy?
It's just being healthy. Just it's about health. It's not just about losing weight. It's about health.
You'll start teaching in your group about visualization. I know that your meditations and your visualizations are awesome. but you're going to start to teach people in self-healing through law of attraction, through meditation, and through visualization. So you're moving fast, but you just want to connect with your guides and make sure that they bring it up in a smaller doses for you. Get comfortable with one thing first before you go to the next.
Okay.
Your grandfather is connecting with you in your dreams. He's one of your soulmates.
Okay.
You said what?
I mean, not today. I've been having some awesome dreams the last, I would say, about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, he's working with you in your dreams. Keep a journal by your bed, so that when you can wake up, you can ask your guardian angel to help you to remember your dreams when you wake up. He just wants you to know that he's not dead, which I'm sure you understand that when we pass away, we're truly not dead because we're back in our true essence, which is the soul.
Right. Yeah.
And he wants you to start making choices from the heart. And that's what I was speaking with you before about, the love area, self-love and self-worth.
Okay.
So start connecting with Grandpa. And you know I'm always there for you, so you can call me.
Thank you. When I was growing up, he's been gone a long time, but when I was growing up, he's the only one that was always just so, you know, that I called when I got an A or got something in school. That was the first person I ran home to call my granddaddy.
And he's still there. You just haven't acknowledged his presence yet. He's still helping you. You just want to be open to it and open that connection to him.
Okay.
Excited. He says that he has this subject. He's like counting on his fingers so many things that he has ready to connect with you with.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Congratulations on your meetup group. And
thank you so much.
Welcome,
thank you for the call. Hey.
You're welcome. I'll keep listening.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, listeners, I know that there are people out there who still want to talk to Keisha, and we will be back after this brief commercial break.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural, holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Thank you, listeners. This is Professor Jamila Franklin, and tonight you are listening to Keisha Wood. I think this evening is Unveiling the Soul. Keisha is a very, very, very talented and gifted spiritualist and soul coach. So if you're interested in talking with Keisha, you must call the number 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the dial-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Tonight, with Keisha's permission, we will extend until the 10 o'clock hour. We will not cut off like we normally would at 9 o'clock. We will go until 10 o'clock. So those of you who are on the computer, you must, I repeat, you must call in before 9 o'clock. If you call that number after 9 o'clock, you will not have access to Keisha because we will no longer be on the air. So you can listen on the computer until 5 of 9 until 8:55 p.m., and then you must call 1-818-572-8023 in order to talk with Keisha, okay? All right, the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name, please.
Good evening. My name is Tahita. I'm calling in from Lithonia, Georgia.
Greetings, Sahita. How are you?
I'm good.
Hello.
Tonight. Nice and warm.
Hi, Keisha.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. I just,
what was your name again?
My name's Tahita.
Tahita? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a question about my health. I was feeling a little ill since Wednesday and stayed in the bed all day Thursday and Friday. When I would get up, my head would just be really, really, really dizzy. And I would say this has been happening every 3 months, every 2 months, like for the last year when I started this new job. And I was just wondering, am I putting myself in harm's way by showing up to this job? Now, this job has, you know, been pretty good financially. It's real close to my house, so it's kind of convenient, but it's hard physical work. It's very, very demanding on my body. And in a way, I don't want to let my family down and not work, but I don't want to put myself in a way of, you know, being physically sick very often, ever have to, you know, go through this. So that's my question, is about my health. When it comes to my job, or is it something else that's causing it to reoccur like this?
And what are your symptoms again?
My symptoms were, like, my whole head was like swimming. I didn't have any body aches, but I was weak, and I didn't have any energy at all. So when I did go to the doctor, she said it was like the stomach bug, or she didn't say the flu, but she said like a bug that was going around, something about my stomach. But I didn't have any stomach cramp. I did have maybe slight diarrhea and some vomiting, but it wasn't any painful pain or aches in my body. But my head was very dizzy, almost like a seasickness.
Now, I typically do not usually do health questions. However, I really feel like it's something within your diet. Do you have, how do you normally eat? Is it pretty healthy?
Yes, for the most part, I have a breakfast and then a snack and then like a dinner and then I eat again. So I may eat about 4 times a day. And for the most part, it's plant-based. It's not a lot of meat. It may be a lot of starch, though, and sometimes sweet. But it's not a lot of animal protein, maybe a hard-boiled egg every now and then.
Yeah, I'm feeling like it has to do something with, I feel like it's a combination of things. Not only is it a stress, but I do feel like that it has something to do with in your diet. I do would suggest you going to see a nutritionalist. And I'm sorry, they just showed me your colon. I would suggest going to go see a nutritionalist to make sure that you are eating what you need for your body metabolism type as well as your blood type.
Okay.
Have you been to a nutritionalist before?
I have not. I haven't.
On a spiritual level, I do feel that you are traveling a lot. You're doing a lot of astral traveling. Are you familiar with that?
You said astral traveling?
Yes.
Are
you familiar with astral travel?
Yeah, somewhat.
Well, our soul never sleeps. So our soul does continue to do certain things when we're sleeping. You can ask your guardian angel before you go to bed to help you to stay a little bit more dormant when you're sleeping versus running all over the place throughout the night. Have you ever woken up and you feel like you can't move?
You know, that hasn't happened in a long time, but that has happened before.
But I see you running to different areas.
You're checking in family members. You're checking in back into the spiritual side. You're going to this area. You're checking in with your guides. You're going to heaven. You're just all over the place. I used to do a lot of spiritual astral travel when I was living in California as a teenager. So you can ask that they just slow that down for you a little bit, but I strongly do suggest that you see a nutritionist because I feel like it's something in your diet.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, I am a busybody. I just thought I was a busybody in the physical world, but I'm a busybody in the astral world, too.
Yeah, try doing 2 tablespoons of cinnamon and 2 tablespoons of organic honey. There's a certain kind of cinnamon. It starts with a C. It's organic. Get 2 tablespoons of that organic cinnamon, 2 tablespoons of honey, put it in some water, and drink it before you go to bed to see if that helps.
Organic cinnamon and honey for bed.
Mm-hmm. The name of the cinnamon, I can't think of it right now, but it starts with a C. If you go to Amazon and just type in organic cinnamon, I think it's C-A-Y-A-N, because the regular cinnamon that we put in sweet potato pies and stuff like that, that kind of toxic if you do it long term. So you want to get the organic cinnamon, and I think it's C-A-Y-A-N. Okay. Try that for a couple of days and see if that will help. You can go to a health food store and get it.
Okay.
So 2 tablespoons cinnamon, 2 tablespoons honey, put in hot water, like take some tea, and drink it before you go to bed. I think your phone is going in and out.
No, that's probably my voice.
Oh, okay. Okay. So definitely
so
follow
much.
Up and let me know how that works.
Okay.
And Tahina, so do you on some level, because I'm hearing something from you, do you on some level want to be released from the job?
I do. I really
yeah.
do, but I want to make sure that it's, I'm not being lazy. I just want to be clear that, you know, that is the right thing. It's just not being lazy on my part or, like, negligent on my part.
No, well, I know you, and it's not lazy. I know you, and I know after a period of time, your spirit becomes restless with certain, it's like you like new adventures. And this has been, it's coming to the end because I think it's like a 2 to 3 year span that usually happens for you. And you're coming to the anniversary of that because that's what I'm getting to for you. Yeah,
right.
Because it's a pattern.
Yeah.
It's a cycle. It's a soul pattern for you. So I think what Keisha's saying is definitely on point. And in addition to that, you know, because your energy is just like you like new adventures. You know, after a certain period of time, you become bored and restless. So, and you want something different. And so what Keisha's telling you is really is definitely on point. But I think also on another level is like go within your spirit to see why you're there. Because, you know, you can probably talk to Keisha after when you get off too. Because maybe your spirit is saying too that you may not need to that you may need to be in some spot for a while to get a soul lesson as opposed to wanting to jump out of it. Maybe you're there for a reason on a soul level, you know.
And our body
because
talks to us.
I'm sorry?
Our body talks to us, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you meditate and pray, just ask your body, what does it need?
So do you have any other questions, Tahina? How does that feel for you?
Oh, that feels great. And that's like this morning I got up and meditated and, you know, took an inner journey just to get clarity. Then I had a whole nother question of I wanted my daughter to kind of call in and listen I gave her the number, so maybe she'll come in and pose the question that I was having. One of my daughters I'm not really connected with, and it's my baby daughter. And I wanted to know, why have I set up a block, or why has she set up a block, or how can we work through it together?
How are you not connected? When you say you're not connected?
Well, I just feel like I'm not either getting through to her. Well, okay, I feel that I'm getting through to her. I just don't feel a connection. Like, well, you know, we don't do a lot of things together. I have three daughters, and there's two that I'm closer with. They call me. They don't, you know, they like being around me. We do things together. We laugh. We chat. With my youngest daughter, if we are both in the house together, she's going to be in her room. She's not going to want to, like, conversate with me. Like, tonight I asked her to come to the call so that she could get some insight, and she said she would. She did take the number, and she said that she would call, so I know I can't force her. But it's just, I would like our relationship to blossom. I would like her to open up a little more.
Do you have any connection or interest with Egypt, Egyptian?
Yes. I've traveled to Egypt, and that's one thing about my daughter that I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
When she was very little, every time she would see something Egyptian, she would say, "Hey, Mommy, hold me up, look.
That's not surprising, because as you were speaking, you two shared a life in Egypt. There was a source of betrayal that you did to her,
mm-hmm.
that she hasn't forgiven. On a soul level, she's remembering that, not conscious in this life, but this particular lifetime, you both were living a parallel life, like multiple lifetimes. You guys wanted to do it again this lifetime to resolve that. So she doesn't trust you. It's not a bad thing, because it's not about this lifetime. It's about that life in Egypt. Something with the best friend. You guys were best friends. And if I'm not mistaken, I think you took her man. Is there a male figure in between the two of you that sometimes it feels like it's like a competition or a little jealousy? Not necessarily on a love relationship. It could be her father, an uncle or brother, cousin. But there seems to be a competition for that person's attention. Do you feel that in any way?
I'm trying to figure what male figure that would be.
You don't want to force it now, but it'll probably come to you a little bit later. But she does not trust you on a soul level.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From that experience, there was a lot of shame and humiliation that you caused her in that life. And she has issues with trust because of that. What I can suggest that you do, which is very effective, and I usually give this to a few people, are you familiar with meditating with the violet flame?
Yes, I haven't done it in years.
Okay. What you want to do is in a meditation and prayer, you want to envision you and her walking hand in hand into that violet flame. And start to ask her for forgiveness.
violet flame.
How old is she?
She is 19. She'll be 19.
Okay. What you can do when she's asleep, like deeply asleep, you can go in her room and talk to her in her ear. Reason being is this, when we're sleeping, our conscious is dormant, so we can't get our egos involved. But talk to her and tell her that you're sorry and you hope that she forgives you and that that lifetime is in the past. So you're probably going to do that for several nights. It's going to take a couple of weeks, but definitely you can talk to her while she's sleeping so that it connects to her on a soul level. But she'll grow out of it.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's a carryover from another life that's affecting this one. That's fascinating. Thank you.
Yeah,
so
you
much.
Guys were very pretty in that lifetime.
And they are this lifetime, too. And it's interesting. Mm-hmm. She looks just like her mother. And when she was younger, she was a mini-me version of her mother. She wanted to do everything like her mother, and she just flipped that when she became a teenager.
Yeah, because...
she looks just like her mother.
Immediately, I saw you guys in Egypt, and it's not so uncommon for children to remember. And that's why she got excited when she was younger, when she would see things that were related to Egypt, because she was fresh and open. Uh-huh. And maybe you guys can start to connect together with things that are affiliated with Egypt. I don't know how you'll do that, but have conversations, do research. If there's a museum that has that section, go together.
Okay. Thank you, Keisha. We'll follow up. And
you're welcome.
Thank you so much for having her guest. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tahita. Thank you.
Okay.
For those of you who are on the board, on the line, if you would like to talk to Keisha, just press 1. And for those of you who are listening via the computer, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And for those of you who are on the computer, remember, you must call in by 8:55 this evening. We will have the show extended until 10. But if you're on the computer and have not called in, you will not be able to access the line after 8:55. So please call in now. Hey, thank you. Hey. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name, please.
Hi, good evening. This is me. The last caller, I kind of identified with her, with her child, and wanted to see what the soul guides say about that with my children, both children, especially my daughter.
So you have some challenges with your daughter as well, is what you're saying?
Yes, over the years. It's a lot better now. I feel it's a lot better now, but I just want a close relationship with her and with both children, but she's been the sort of challenge over the years.
How old is she?
39.
She's 39?
Yes.
And what was your name again?
May.
Ray?
I think you said May.
Like May, like the...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like the month of May?
Yes.
And you said that it's gotten better over the years.
It's gotten better somewhat, yes, over the years, a little bit better.
Let me ask this. Throughout her childhood, were you very critical of her?
Yes.
Like pointing out things that that maybe she wasn't doing right or needed to improve.
I see
her as a child with you pointing your finger at her.
Yeah.
She doesn't feel adequate or worthy when it comes to you. She feels like I'm sorry, give me a moment. So that was connecting to her, and it makes me get a little emotional. But she feels broken when it comes to you.
Mm.
It's not that you did anything wrong, because each parent has a responsibility to set us up on our life journey. Her life lesson is about self-worth. So you didn't do anything wrong because you two agreed. She asked you on a soul level before, when she was planning her life, to come here for you to be that way with her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's purposeful, but she hasn't really picked up what the purpose was. Does she have a lot of issues with self-worth or insecurities?
It doesn't seem to me that she does, but people do mask what they're feeling. On a conscious level, she seems very driven, very accomplished. She's not happy.
She's not, no. What we have to realize as parents is that our children, even though they're human beings, we have to also nurture and mother and parent their soul and their heart. And that was neglected. She wants to connect with you on a soul level. Because it's coming up that she's overwhelmed by your presence. What you can do to start to work on this. Before you go to bed, go ahead.
I just, me myself, can't understand why she would be overwhelmed. I don't ever try to downplay her skills or her ability. I always pump her up and put her out front of myself.
But as a child, we receive that differently. So if you were very critical of her, that made her feel broken and that she was not good enough. And this is on a soul level. She could be very successful. Everything about her life on a physical level, on a human level, seems okay, but what we're talking about is her soul and the seed that you planted as a mother. So she's not going to, when I say overwhelmed, is that she is not connecting to you the way that you want her to because of those experiences in childhood. Not overwhelmed that she fears you. Mm-hmm. It's just that you guys never had that connection because she shut down. What you can do before you go to bed at night, because I don't think she's going to open up to you right away, but what you can do before you go to bed, I want you to talk to your angels and your guides. Ask to be awakened when your daughter is in her deepest realm of sleep. When you are awakened in the middle of the night, you can have your guardian angel connect with her guardian angel and ask that her higher self, her soul, be brought before you. Her higher self, which is her soul.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for your angel to get in, connect with her angel to bring her soul to you at that moment. Because remember, the soul never sleeps.
When you feel the energy shift in the room as far as feeling like there's another presence in the room, start to talk to her. And what you're doing is you're talking to her soul at that time. And you can let her know that those were not your intentions, that you do love her. And with you giving her criticism, it was for her better good. Just have a mother-daughter talk with her soul. You can do this for about 2 weeks, and you're going to start to see a shift in her. Because you're talking to her on a soul level, she's going to start thinking about you more, and she's going to desire that connection with you. So do that. Just please.
That's the reason why the other friend of hers, Stephanie, that she seems to connect with her more than me.
Is it a best friend?
Sort of, like a family member.
Yeah, because I'm showing that they were sisters in another life. Her soul trusts her. By you doing this exercise, her soul is going to begin to trust you. The friend is like a sister to her, but her friend is basically filling in that part that she lacked with you. So as you do this exercise, just remember when you're done speaking with her to send her back, because I fell asleep on somebody before doing that, and they were, I felt their energy all night, and they actually confirmed the next day that they woke up extremely tired. So when you're done speaking to her, just make sure you ask her guardian angel to take her back and try that for about 2 to 3 weeks, and you should see a shift.
Okay.
And I want you to understand, also as well as a mother, she asked you to do this as far as how you were with her in her childhood. So don't think you did anything wrong.
Because that's what I feel all the time. I feel like I did do. I can always go back and say, I was not a good parent. I didn't do this. I should have done that. You know, we always can see 2020, hindsight is 2020. So, and what about with my other child?
What's going on with the other child?
Not as much, just a little bit more withdrawn, connects with me, but just want him to express and talk and be more expressive.
Yeah, that's not him. He's a introvert. He internalizes things. And it's really a self-preservation for him. So when he withdraws, he's actually almost like charging up his energy. He needs that quiet space. So it doesn't have anything to do with you. It's just his chemistry and what he needs for his soul.
Okay. So if that's the case, I'll just let him be and have his space then as he needs it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And when you begin to feel like you have not done right or you feel like you haven't done enough, just ask God to replace your sight with his so that you can see your children as God do, which is they're human beings having a spiritual experience.
Okay. I will do
so
that.
So start connecting with their soul more.
Their soul more, okay. And one last thing, I moved, and the move was not a happy move for me, and I'm just contemplating maybe moving back to where I moved from, and just wanted to know what my spirit guide said. That's a good move, because I'm not happy at the new spot that I moved to, which is closer to my daughter, but I'm not physically happy there.
Are you not happy when you walk in your home? Does it feel heavy?
No, I'm not happy because it's not my home. I haven't found a real home, and I miss my friends and the life that I knew.
Did you move far?
I did, 6 hours away.
And which daughter did you move closer to?
The daughter you were just telling me about.
The first one?
Well, the second one was my son, yes. The first one is my daughter, yes.
Okay. You moved there because you guys have some unfinished work to do. When you start to connect with her soul, that's going to lighten up a little bit more for you. Your soul is looking for closure and resolution to it. So being that you're closer to her, you're uncomfortable.
Okay.
You want to start meditating and centering yourself. And just breathe through it, because there's three midwives around you that's helping you to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So breathe through it. When you feel it tight, just take a few minutes to breathe through it.
Okay, so my diet was saying I should just stay put and not go back to where I came from.
You will know when it's time to move, but it will get better for you in that space when you and your daughter start to connect.
Okay.
You feel like it's on a physical level, but the energy is that you're closer to her, so you're uncomfortable.
Okay, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you'll go back. You're not going to stay there.
I'm not going to stay there. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, greetings.
Hello,
welcome to Higher Consciousness. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Is it my time?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Hi. Thank you very much. This is Sherry.
Hello, Sherry. How are you?
Hey.
I'm good. I'm doing really well. It's been very interesting.
Thank you.
Do you have
a question or a concern?
Just one question, please. Thank you. I find myself waking up, not in the middle of the night, like early in the morning, and I feel as though I'm in motion. I'm in constant motion. Like my energy is constantly moving.
Yes, you're astral traveling as well. Is it become a problem for you?
No, not at all. And usually when I astral travel, though, I know that because when I come back, what usually wakes me up is a jolt. But I haven't been jolting.
Yeah, I did see you. I was about to bring that up as well. But I do see... a gentleman that is coming around you when you sleep.
Okay.
Do you have any sibling, like a brother or?
No, I don't have any brothers. Didn't have any brothers in this life. Uh huh.
Father or grandfather?
Yeah, my father and my grandfather both.
Were they short or like medium height? They weren't very. I don't see someone that's very tall.
No, they both. My father and my grandfather were medium height. Yes.
Yeah, I do see. I think this is your father crossed over.
Yes.
I think this is your father. He is, because I'm showing that he rubs your forehead and your hair when you're sleeping.
Okay.
I'm trying to connect with him now because I just asked him, why are you waking her? He said, that's my baby.
Yes, in this life I was the baby.
Yeah.
he's just showing his love for you, but you can ask him to connect with you either in your dreams or at a reasonable hour. But if the
okay.
next time you wake up, you can start to talk to him. There's a gentleman that's coming with him, and it feels like an elder. So I don't know if this is his grandfather or a brother, but they come with him, and he sits on the edge of your bed. Do you feel present sometime at the bottom of your bed?
Yes.
They're both of them are visiting you at the same time, and they actually think that it's funny, but you can just ask them to come at a reasonable hour, but if you're open, you can sit there and have conversations with them. Personally, I don't like family members sitting on my bed. It freaks me out. But that's who they are.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. It freaks me out a lot. But your dad is just smiling, just saying, that's my baby, that's my baby. So he's wanting to connect with you.
Okay.
The grandfather is kind of like pulling him back, saying, let her sleep. But he's still disturbing you as well because he's sitting on your bed.
Okay. They're both welcome, actually, because they were both great spirits.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you definitely. Because he's saying there's no such thing as death. I'm still here. He's going through training, so he's learning right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's learning how to be in several places at once.
Wow. Okay.
Did you have trouble with, like, releasing and mourning him? Because he's saying you need to cry.
Yeah, I'm having some difficulty in my personal life right now, so that's probably why they're here.
Yeah, because he's rubbing your forehead at night like he's consoling you, but he wants you to know that the tears cleanses the soul. So he wants you to cry more.
Okay. I will.
And he says that he's helping you a lot. You two were soulmates in several lifetimes, so you're very connected to him, and he's also wanting to start to connect with you in your dreams.
Okay, he's welcome. I will let him know that before I go to sleep tonight. But they both have the same name, too, by the way, so I'll just tell them they're both welcome.
Maybe that's why they showed up at the same time for me, because I was wondering why you were having a family reunion in your bedroom. So if you want him sitting on your bed, then run with it. I don't like it.
Okay, because I told Jamila I actually saw my grandfather coming down a staircase out of my attic. So.
Oh, really? That would
mm-hmm.
yeah, that would have freaked me out. I don't want to see anything like that. But yeah, I
do with
well with that
food.
Part. Yeah, but
okay.
they're consoling
okay.
you. They come around when you're upset, but definitely
yeah.
you want to start crying.
Okay, I will. Can I ask one more question? And that's
sure,
I just thought
Sherry,
about it. My in-laws come around a lot too, and I tell them to go away.
Your in-laws, everybody is very connected to you, to where they want to be a part of your journey. However, do you cleanse your home with sage?
Yeah, I sage it regularly, and then I have a friend who's a spirit. I use Jamila sage, as I spray all the time, and I've started spraying it. We're at a consultancy I'm at right now, too. But I also I have a friend who's a spiritualist minister, and I have her come too and sage out my house.
You can actually, have you asked them not to come, or do you want them to come?
No, I don't want them to come. That's what I'm saying. I see them in my mind's eye, and I tell them to go. That they need to visit with their son, not me.
Yeah, let them know that they have no purpose with you, because I had the same issue. I would have, like, about 10 or 15 at once. But you want to be very firm, not mean, but firm, and let them know you're not needed at this point. And you can ask them not to come. If they do want to come, it's really just to connect with you, just like a quick hug or something. But let them know they're not to stay at long periods of time and disturb you.
Okay.
They
just want to love
you. Are they giving her messages about their son? Are they there to give her a message about their son?
They're more so just connecting with her energy because she is so open.
Mm.
And we forget that, most of us, when we have these family members and ancestors and such that do come around, they're still learning too. So we are also helping them to learn certain things, and they can connect because they meet your light. So
oh,
I suggest putting, we still help them to ascend as well. Because I see a couple of them that are, like, reaching towards you just to touch your energy.
Okay, then I have some sage I'm going to use in a little while. Because I don't want them to come around. I want them to, like, my sisters, my two sisters who have crossed over, I dream about them, I see them, I feel them. They're welcome. My niece, welcome. My mother and father, my grandparents, welcome. My in-laws, go away.
Yeah, they're just connecting. They need some light, but you can request that stop.
Okay, I will, and I will definitely do that right now. But I finish listening to this. This has been very interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been very helpful as well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have any more questions, Sherry?
No, I think I've been trying to connect to what my passion is.
Let me just do this quick thing, Sherry. For those who are listening via computer, please dial now 1-818-572-8023 to get on the board, because the show will end at 9, and you will not be able to have access. So if you're on the board and want to ask questions, you would definitely be able to do so up until 10 o'clock. So for those of you listening via computer, and if you would like to continue to listen after 9 o'clock, this is your opportunity now to dial 1-818-572-8023, and if you want to ask a question, you then press 1. Okay, just an infomercial. Okay.
That was a good one.
Okay, Sherry, you want to ask about your passion? Be connected to your passion.
I like helping in any way that I can help. That's whatever I'm doing, I like to be helpful.
Are you okay with being around, like, senior citizens?
Yes. The reason why I'm laughing is I'm a senior citizen.
I think what would really be good for your soul is if there is an assisted living community around you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are so open spiritually, to volunteer
mm-hmm.
to go in and talk to some of the residents about spirituality. Some of them are transitioning, and I think that you can help them feel more comfortable with transitioning and knowing that it's going to be okay.
Wow, that's amazing.
Have you considered that type of counseling?
Sure.
Have you ever considered being a counselor in that way?
That way? Not on a regular basis. I do give it to people in little bits when I'm just talking to them.
Yeah. And if you go to any of the centers or the assisted living, you'll know who to connect with. And some of them have questions about the other side and transitioning and what to expect. You really can't tell them what to expect because every experience is different. But
yes.
To know that they can be comfortable in that transition and still be connected to their family. As we get older and get in that space, we're afraid that we're not going to be connected to our family. And as you know, with your father and your uncle and your family on the other side is very connected to you, you can let them feel comfortable so that they can transition in peace.
Nice.
And be comfortable
nice.
With it that they're going to see him again. So try that. I think it's going to be good for your soul.
Thank you very much. I will. Thank you. That's wonderful. Okay.
You're welcome.
Cool.
Thank you,
Thank
Sherry.
You, Professor Jamila. Uh-huh.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you, caller, for being so patient. Your name, please.
Amanda again. Hello, Keisha.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, Keisha.
No, hi,
and
Amanda.
Your question?
Yeah, I have a question. Okay, before my accident a week ago, of course I haven't been sleeping, and before my accident, it seemed like it's even worse. I can't sleep at all at night, and I tried my crystals to help me sleep and stuff like that, and it's not working. Could you tell me if there's something more deeper reason why I'm not be able to sleep?
You are stressing too much.
Oh.
And I feel the first thing that's coming up is school. You're stressing a lot about that.
Oh. Okay. I guess so, yeah.
Are you? We're getting close to December. But you're even thinking about it in your sleep.
See, I try not to think about it, but I guess I still am thinking about it. I try not to, but I guess I am anyway. So that's why I mean, for real, girl, I cannot sleep at all. Sleeping pills don't work.
You can also cleanse your bed, too. If you get the sage, try cleansing your bed with the sage.
Okay.
And lavender. Have you tried lavender?
Yeah, I did all that. I staged it yesterday. I used the Peace Be Still, and I used regular lavender on my pillow, and it still don't work.
Have you taken a bath with
the
Peace Be Still? Yeah, have you taken a bath with the Peace Be Still?
Yeah, you know, I use that stuff like lotion.
Yeah. Well, do this. Fill up your bathtub. Mm-hmm. Put 6 drops of Peace Be Still in it. And soak in it, just soak with candles. Then when you get out, put it on the bottoms of your feet, put it underneath your nose, and breathe it 10 times and see how that works for you. But you need to do a long soak.
Yeah.
For about 20 minutes, and water as warm as you can take it, and fill up the tub and put 6 drops of Peace Be Still in the bath water, and then put it underneath your feet. You know, because I developed it for people who are having difficulty with insomnia, it does work, but then we have to do different techniques. So put it in your bath water, fill up the tub, put 6 drops in, and then get out and put it on the bottoms of your feet. And then have soft meditation music playing too, and just breathe in, do it 10 times, and you should be out like a light. And then what Keisha's telling you too.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Keisha. You're doing great.
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Thanks, Amanda.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, for the listeners who are still on the board, we have about 5 minutes left. So call in. Okay, and someone else. All right. Greetings. Welcome to our
Greetings,
place. Greetings. I'm sorry.
Greetings. This is Sun Rays with Women of Light, Guided Meditation, and Sound Vibration Healing.
Oh, hi, Sun Rays. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Thank you for calling. So I might have to have the ending of the show while you're talking, but just stay on the line. I just have to end it because it's going to go off in about 6 minutes. So I just want to let you know. Everyone
okay.
can stay on the line. It just means that it goes off the air, and then people can only access it via phone. So callers, those of you listening via computer, please call in now. 1-818-572-8023 if you want to continue to listen and if you want to talk to Keisha. Call in now, 1-818-572-8023, and then you can press 1. Or if you don't want to talk with Keisha but continue to listen, just dial 1-818-572-8023. Okay, Sunrays, sorry about that. You have a question?
Thank you.
Hi, Sunrays.
How are you, Keisha?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. I have a number of questions to ask you, but I'm just going to ask you for now one question.
Okay.
I do guided meditation and sound vibration healing, and I love it. I play my crystal bowl and Tibetan bowls over the meditators, and when I do that, I get a message about what's going on with them. Prior to that, I could speak to an individual and just about tell what's going on with them. It's getting stronger and stronger, and I do accept this gift, but I'm not sure of how I have obtained this gift and where is it going.
Well, you obtained it, whomever you connect to as your higher source from God, that is just a gift that was given to you.
Okay.
But when you say that the gift, are you saying that the gift is like when you walk up to somebody, you can tell what's going on with them already?
I can just about in conversation or even passing them by read what's going on in their lives.
I feel like you're claircognizant, which is this, that you know what you know what you know, but you're very empathic and sensitive as well. So when you are in connection with a person, you're literally stepping into their energy field. So you're
okay.
able to see and feel what that person has gone through. As far as where it's going, what I'm seeing is a pathway, but there are 4 different ways that you can choose to go.
Okay, hold that
so
note right there, Keisha.
Gift.
Just hold that
okay.
note. For those of you who would like to continue to listen, please call in now, 1-818-572-8023. Again, if you would like to continue to listen and you're on the computer, we're about to end the show on the computer, but you can still listen via the phone. The number is 1-818-572-8023. Have a great week and have a happy holiday for those of you who are still on the computer and choose to not continue to listen. We love you and be safe for the holiday. And everyone else on the line, please stay on the line.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Okay. I think it's still recording. People just can't call in. So if, for those of you on the line, if you want to hear the entire three-hour show, it will still be available. The 3 hours, you just can't call in. Okay. Sunrays, I'm sorry. And Keisha, you were giving me more information.
I'm still here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, while we was on hold, Sunrays, I was receiving things in reference to your gift. As I was saying is that I see a path, but you can go four different ways. And what that tells me is that you have multiple choices how you can use this gift as your life purpose. This
okay.
is a gift that you had in another lifetime. And I feel like it's Atlantis. You were a male in Atlantis, and people came to you when they felt lost in their life, and you literally were able to, I see you with like this big table, and it's like a life blueprint to where you were able to direct people in different directions for their life.
Okay.
Because I see you in all white, like an all white robe, icy blue eyes. And you had some type of crown or hat on, and I see just a line of people that will come to you to get clarity on which direction to go in their life. Being that we just went through this ascension period last year, 12-12-12, it's
right.
coming up strong because the energy that we're in at this time almost activated that for you.
Okay.
So it's a good gift to have, but what you can do is connect with your guides and kind of map out, as you get stronger in it, how you want to be able to use that to service other people in this lifetime. Because you want to have a purpose of why you're able to connect to individual people.
Okay. Okay. How
so
do
when
I
you're
know
connecting and you... So when you're connecting to this gift, what are you actually seeing? Are you actually seeing what's going on in their life at that moment, or are you seeing what their next phase of life is going to be?
I can see what's happening right now, and
mm-hmm.
I can see if they continue on a path, what is going to happen to them.
Okay. You can narrow it down because I feel like it's going to get stronger and you're going to see a theme of how you see people, and that's going to help you narrow down on how you should particularly use that particular gift.
Okay.
If you decide to have a consulting service, you will be able to at least tell that person, if you make this choice and go in this direction, this is where you end up to be. You can choose to go left, or you can choose to go right. So you'll be able to help people with the blueprint of their life plan. And it's almost, it feels like you're going to be really connected in Akashic Records.
Okay.
Have you had any training in Akashic Records?
That's just it. I don't have any training in anything, except for Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Jamila. Except for Reiki, that's all I have, and that was under Jamila, Professor Jamila, but no training in that at all.
Yeah, she's just naturally
okay.
very, very gifted and very, very, I mean, and very accurate. when Sun Rays does her meditations and she uses the singing bowls, the bowls and whatever, she comes over to people, she's right on. She's very, very accurate.
Yeah, you're cool. You can actually, and that's the amazing thing with God, is that when people have these spiritual gifts, the general population will say that they're just psychic, but it's now starting to really be clear that people have specific, unique gifts and how to use it in this particular lifetime. And that is one of them. We have a lot of souls that are lost and that need someone to actually guide them, and you volunteer to take that position for this lifetime. So as you continue to get that, as you continue to get that, strengthen that, is going to get even more detailed for you. So you can, what I did when I first started to embrace my gifts this year is to get a couple of people, friends, associates, two or three people, and kind of start working with them.
Okay.
Because they're going to be teaching you as well. So they're going to be like students or your guinea pigs. But kind of start working with them and just watch their progression, and you'll be able to feel more comfortable in which direction you're going to go with this particular gift.
Okay.
But it's a very unique one.
It is getting stronger, and I guess that's why I'm calling in, because I feel a change and I feel the shift, and I'm asking myself, what's going on and where am I going with this? And
what I can suggest for you is if you can go to this website, which is JonathanLHarris.com, and reach out to Jonathan. He came up just now that he will be able to do some one-on-one coaching with you.
Okay.
To start to map that out for you.
Okay. Okay.
Because I'm seeing your feet, and you haven't even begun to access the gifts that you have before you.
Okay.
You have some more that's going to be activated. But Jonathan is who I worked with.
Okay.
And everything was just all over the place, and just sitting with him one-on-one and working with him through his coaching program. I'm right. That's why I'm able to be so confident and understand which gifts are what with myself and help me to find that life purpose. So I think that you two will do very well together.
Okay. JonathanLHarris.com?
.com. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know who my spirit guides are?
I do. As you were talking, I don't get names. And once you do get your names, because you will start to get names, you want to keep that private. But I do see a male and a female Indian chief and his wife. They're smoking tobacco, but they're very high up in their position within their tribe. I also see a man in that's on a Trojan, like those Trojan horses, and they have the helmet on that has the feathers at the top.
Right.
He comes on a white horse. And you have some children that are also guides. You have several people.
Children?
That
Did
are
you say children?
You. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
You have some children, and these are a specific group of children that have not been born into lifetime. They have stayed. They're very highly elevated. And
it's also, it's kind of, you're almost living your past life and your present life simultaneously, because these children helped you with those gifts in that lifetime in Atlantis. But they're children of light. So you have a lot of people with you.
Yeah, okay. It's, you know, as far as the, when you were talking, something came to my mind when you said these children.
Mm-hmm.
Because they came in my mind one day, these children. Things, I don't see things, it comes to my mind. You understand?
Yeah. They communicate telepathically, and that's what most spirit guides do. People
mm-hmm.
think that you would hear them. Some people do have a gift of hearing, as if we're having this conversation now, but they communicate with you telepathically.
Okay.
Because I see their foreheads are kind of lighting up when they're communicating with you.
Okay. Because I get these things in my head, and I keep telling myself, just trust, just trust.
Yeah, and I'm glad you do.
And when I do, I'm okay. But it's like, how do I know this is true? And should I tell this person that? But it just comes up, and I just trust and do it.
Yeah, you sound like you are where I was in January. Because there's so much stuff coming in, you don't want to seem like it's, you don't want to feel like it's you, and you can't really tell
yes.
if it's your guides, and it is your guides. You'll start to
okay.
learn with the conversations that you have telepathically in your head, who is your guide and who, what is you.
Okay. Thank
you.
So you
said you've seen the children before?
I've like heard them in my head, or it came up that children just came up in my head.
Yeah,
just
you have,
but I don't know what they look like or why did they come up in my head? But
yeah,
you just told me.
Four, yeah, there's about four of them,
mm-hmm.
but they haven't been born into life because they have special skills and assignments on the other side, but they're definitely helping you. And you've worked with them many lifetimes.
You know, I wanted 10 children, and instead I have 6. Could it be the 4?
That might be it. Yeah, that might be it. It's just weird that I said 4 and you wanted 10 and you only had 6.
Right.
So you do have 10. It's just that
yay.
They're on the other side. They haven't
I'm
been
so
born.
Sorry. I want to apologize to them. They didn't make it.
Oh, no. They enjoyed it. We all enjoyed on the
okay.
other side.
Okay. Okay.
And look to your children, too, because I think that they feel them as well.
Yeah, my children are very, with me and me with them, very telepathic.
Yeah, I'm like that. My daughter and I are like that. So it's very common. It's just that we tend to question it. But if you ask your children, they would probably feel like they have more brothers and sisters than what were born.
Okay. I will do that.
It is very exciting. Yeah, reach out to Jonathan and let Jonathan know that I referred you.
Okay.
But I think once you connect with him, things are going to start opening up really quickly.
Okay. Keisha, thank you ever so much. And
you're welcome,
Mila.
Thank you.
Thank you for having her. You're welcome. Thank you for having her on your show.
You're very welcome.
Thank you
for calling in and sharing your story. We really appreciate
thank
it.
You so
and
much.
Thank you so much for your Yeah. Outstanding meditations. They're just so
thank
healing.
You.
So healing. They
thank
are.
You. I appreciate
thank
both
you.
Of you.
Yeah, we appreciate you as well.
We love you.
Yes,
I love
we do.
You both. Thank you.
Yes, we do. We love you very much, Sunrise. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you have another call. For those people who want to get your number, Keisha, who may have tuned in late, can you give your number again?
Yes, it is 678-465-7378.
Okay, again?
678-465-7378. Or you can email me at unveiledsoulprescriptions@yahoo.com.
Okay. Unveiled. U N V S in victory. E I L E D. Unveiled.
Uh-huh. Soul.
S O U L.
Unveiled. Prescriptions. And soul prescriptions.
Okay. P R E S C R I P T I O N S. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Unveiled soul prescriptions.
At yahoo.com.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for being so very, very patient. Your name, please?
Sarah.
Sarah? Okay, Sarah. Thank
yes.
you for holding. Yes, your question or your comment?
Well, I really just wanted any information that could come through about the next steps for my career path and the things I could be doing next. So that I would need help with that.
And what do you do now when you say the next steps of your career?
Well, the things I'm doing now are not anything I'm really enjoying. So I would like to do something that I do enjoy or, you know, something that is more in line with something I'd, you know, be happy doing. So, yeah, I'm doing some work that's research-based, and, you know, it's kind of what I used to do, but it's not really what I enjoy.
Want to do, yeah. What are some of the things that you enjoy? Do you enjoy writing?
I enjoy writing. I do enjoy research. I enjoy things around innovation and product development and things like that, kind of business plans around how to get products to market. And, you know, I've been looking into how I could do, you know, some of the skills that I have from before and move that into that arena because I'd be really good at it. So
do you feel like there are ideas around that just come up randomly in thought?
Well, I have product ideas all the time, and I can kind of see the big picture around all of that pretty easily, you know, so it would be a good fit for, you know, companies who have you know, the need for a business background, you know, consumer behavior, all of that, but helping products get to market. Yes, I have ideas all the time that are viable. So that would be a good fit. So I'm kind of a little fuzzy about how to get there.
Yeah. And how are you as far as your belief or connection with angels?
I believe in it. I'm pretty open to it. My guides do talk to me, but I don't always get the information I need right away, but they do tell me.
I see three very huge angels that are with you and these ideas that are coming up are coming from them.
Okay.
Since you enjoy writing, what you can do is start to journal. I think when you're on a computer typing, if you were to meditate prior to and just ask for the information to be received and flow through you, you're going to start typing so fast that you're not going to even remember what you typed until you go back and read it.
Okay.
They're also showing me that this is going to be almost like a consulting service in the business area.
Okay.
That you'll eventually go into business for yourself with.
Yeah.
You're going to be you can be a consultant for small businesses that are struggling with business plans,
and taking their business to the next level, what you can start doing is, if you have, you know, some friends or colleagues that you're aware of that has a small business and that is looking for their business to go to the next level, when you're in your prayer meditation, before you start to write, you can ask for those angels to come forward to you and mention the name of the business or the person affiliated with the business and say, tell me, give me the information that is specific to this particular business and this person to take their business to the next level. And it's almost like you're getting these customized business plans and ideas for these different people. I would say try it out on a couple of people or businesses. Do you know business owners?
A little bit, but I'm not quite sure if I have to go now try to start a business around all this. I'm not quite sure what
I need to do that. Yeah, you're going to be in a training period for yourself. It's not, and you really don't even have to connect, like call that person or that business. If you're familiar with that business and that maybe the owner or manager for that particular business, you can just test it out and just ask for the angels to come forward and give you information on how this business is going to go to the next level. So try it out with a couple of associates that have their own business and just kind of play with it. When you are getting to the point to where I just see a lot of ideas, like a stack of papers of these different ideas. But you'll know when you want to transition to doing that as a primary business. But you're a channeler. You channel information from your angels.
Okay. All right. But what would I be doing in the meantime? Just continue to do what I'm doing and then just kind of like play with a few businesses now to practice? Is that what you're suggesting?
As far as what you're doing now, you're there for a reason, but the reason I feel that it is to make you uncomfortable enough for you to start moving in that direction.
Okay.
Did you say that do you like what you're doing now? I believe I remember you saying that you didn't.
No, I hate it. So, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way around it. Yeah.
Yeah, if you look at it, if you can, on a soul level, the level that you feel right now about this job is almost like poking you to start moving in a different direction. I think when you start to write and you on the computer and you're putting these ideas down, it's going to start relieving that feeling that you have with that job. And once you start relieving, that can possibly open up another door to another job that you will be more enjoyable with, but you can still be practicing with this business plan idea. It's almost like you have to go through one door to another door to another door before you get to where you're comfortable and satisfied. And I see two doors. So when you start to write, this is going to be therapeutic for you to start releasing some of that energy of the negative feelings about the job you have now. When that is lifted to a higher vibration, meaning you're not as uncomfortable, that will open up the energy to open up the next door, and you'll find something else to go to. I don't think that any of the corporate jobs are going to be permanent for you. I think you're going to move eventually into your own business.
All right, so just start journaling every morning or something about whatever. Just if you would recap what you said earlier just about the journaling, what was that exactly?
Yeah, the ideas that you're getting.
Uh-huh.
You can just say a quick prayer and meditation and ask for the angels to give you the information that you need, say, for instance, about if you were Professor Franklin, and say, give me the information that Professor Franklin needs to take her business to the next level. and just kind of play with it and just start typing. And it's going to start flowing through you a lot faster. So in the meantime, during this training period to walk in your life purpose, you're kind of just practicing right now.
Okay. Okay.
And just try to remove your thoughts and just let it flow.
And okay, and you're
taking
saying,
up a little job. Go ahead.
Oh, and you're saying something about two doors, so continue with what I'm doing now or do something different, or I'm not quite sure what I do while I'm in the transition, though. That's my questions.
Your energy as far as how you feel about this job is keeping you at this job. So once you start to play with the journaling, this is going to raise your vibrations from hating to being okay with where you're at.
Okay.
When you raise that vibration from hating the job, that's what's going to open the next door for you to go through to another job.
Okay. Okay.
When your vibrations are that low, when you're in a hate period,
yeah,
it keeps you stagnant.
Okay.
With where you are. So you're almost being forced with your guides is trying to push you in another direction, but you need to elevate your vibrations and your perception of your job.
Okay.
So don't hate. Just start journaling. But I think this journaling is going to start opening it up for you for it to raise the vibrations on how you feel. And then something else is going to open up for you. You can still look. If you're looking for another job or something to go into. But if you are looking while you're on this lower level of vibration for hate, nothing's going to come through for you. And it feels like you're going to be just spinning your wheels. So work on raising your vibrations. An angel for that is Archangel Raziel. R-A-Z-I-E-L.
Okay.
You can ask that angel before you go to bed to raise your vibrations.
Okay.
And to reveal the purpose that you're in that particular job, if there is one. But I do see that it's showing me that you need to be lighter in order for that next door to open up.
That you need to be higher so the next door can open. Okay.
Lighter. Like you're
lighter.
Heavy right now. So lighter, yeah. So you want to work on raising your vibration.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank
you. Okay. All right.
Next caller.
Greetings. Hello. It's me, Samantha, again.
Hey, Sam.
Hello. I have a question. Now, you know my situation, which I know you got to air it out. But I would like to know, when will I get me a good job?
We can't hear you. We can't understand what you're saying. It's muffled.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to, you know my situation is going, you know, you got to air it out. But I would just like to know, when would I get a good paying job?
Let me connect with you for a moment.
Okay.
I feel like, though, your focus is that I don't have a job, I need a job, I need a job, I need a job. And the universe does not know the difference of what you're requesting. So if you're saying, I need a job, I don't have a job, you're creating that energy to stay in that space.
Ooh.
So it's going to respond to you based on the focus that you have. So if you're constantly saying, I need, 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 you're going to stay in the state of need, 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 because you're calling the universe's energy back into you to keep you in that space. God created this universe to provide us with everything that we need.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the ability to co-create with him by our thoughts and our actions. And your focus is about lack, so you're going to remain in lack. In reference to you needing a job, what you really want is to have the freedom of not being in the space that you're in now to be released from that type of energy.
Yes.
So let me take a look at something in one moment. I feel like to change this,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to change your perception. You're going to have to change your perception about the situation. Even if it takes you, because I see you getting up in the morning, getting dressed, going to work, and I know you don't have a job,
mm-hmm.
but you start acting in the space, you're almost tricking your ego. So you want to get up and get dressed like you're going to work. Even if you drive around the block or take a walk or something, get up at a certain time, if the kids are ready for school, you get dressed and say, I'm going to work. Because you want to change your perception, you're focusing too much on what you don't have.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on a second. Do you have some self-esteem issues with, like, feeling powerless?
Yeah.
That's playing a lot into it, too, because it's almost like you feel that you're not almost worthy of having a job, that everything is always going to be stuck in this area, like the life mm-hmm. is a burden to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be overwhelming because right now you're going through a transitional shift on a spiritual level. And it's not meeting up with your physical. So you want to try to bring those two together.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second. I'm trying to see what you can do to relieve that. Because with this self-worth,
mm-hmm.
I know a little bit of your story, but I don't know how deep it goes. But there's some shame around it as well. It's mm-hmm. actually, I can see you walking with bricks on your back, and you're still picking up bricks, putting more bricks on your back. So
wow.
this is all self-induced. It's almost mm-hmm. like self-abuse, as if you don't deserve certain things in life. But you do.
Yeah. Trying to get to that point
feel,
now that I make the best of what I do.
Yeah, it's showing me also as well that you just have this core negative belief. It's very deep that other people are better than you. You have to start seeing people as your equal. If we were all to shed our bodies today, everybody would be a soul without any judgment. So you're judging your life based on the success and progress of other people, which basically breaks down to you believe that other people are better than you. So you have some self-worth issues. You have your altar, right?
Yes.
Did I ever give you the worship yourself? Thing where you put a picture of yourself?
Mm-hmm, I did that once. I did it for the whole 30 days that you told me to do it for.
What I need for you to do is in one of your meditations
mm-hmm.
I want you to cover yourself in a meditation. Cover yourself like if you roll yourself up in a big white piece of paper.
Okay.
To almost where you look like a big cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
In the meditation, what you want to do, in the visualization, what you want to do is ask your angel, your guardian angel, or your main spirit guide to write a message for you on that white piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to take the paper off and read what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe it's going to be a message that you need to know about. I really can't see what that message is, and they're basically telling me it's none of my business. But you want to do that. I think you're going to have to do it a few times before you really get connected to it.
Because I didn't think I was in my way because I thought I got past all that. But because I'm up here thinking probably somebody sent something negative my way. That's why I'm feeling stuck. But it's me that's in my own way, basically.
Right. It's just your perception of yourself of feeling that other people are better than you. And you feeling powerless.
Yeah.
And life is not a burden. So nobody's around you putting the bricks on your back. You have to change your perception of life, and I know you've been working on it, but to see life more as on a spiritual level than on a human level.
Okay.
So when you look at the challenges in your life, take the challenge and lay it at the cross.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you so much.
And I'm going to connect with you because I'm getting that you need a foot bath.
Okay.
A spiritual foot bath. So I'll do some meditations to see what needs to go in that bath.
Okay.
And then we'll connect and we'll wash some feet.
Okay.
And you know I'm not comfortable with feet, but
yeah, I know that's why I was laughing.
I'm for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You'll get there, honey. You just need to change your perception of life.
I know, and I really am trying.
You're trying too hard.
Yeah.
Okay. You're trying too hard, and sometimes when we try too hard, that just makes us more stagnant. You're going against the current of ebb and flow of life. It's like you're swimming up the current like the salmon fish. When all of you, if you just relax, all of your blessings are at the bottom of that stream in the pond. So if you just relax and let go and let the stream carry you down, it'll be scary, but your blessings are at the bottom in that pond.
Yes. Oh, thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Love you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, Keisha, all I can say is wow. And still have some people on the board. So for the few remaining moments, 12 moments, okay. I knew this was going to happen. Okay. Greetings.
Love and light. How is everyone?
We're doing well.
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. This is Sanibel, and I was told it was time to come in and give thanks to the Creator, to the ancestors, Jamila, bringing on beautiful Keisha with all this beautiful, beautiful information.
Thank you. Is this the Sanibel that?
Yes.
That's right. That went to Puerto Rico?
Obrigada, yes. Yes.
I remember, I thought that was a weird, it was like a different name, and I remember I had emailed you earlier today.
I got it.
How are you?
I am wonderful, but we will be connected, absolutely. But Keisha, as you were speaking,
yes,
and this information just came forward, I know that we are undergoing some major shifting here on this earth, and especially within the golden age. And within that golden age, there are major pieces of information which we, or which is being called the event, where all our galactic brothers and sisters are going to be actually ascending here personally, where we will actually physically see them. And I think you, if your guides are, and they are, with this golden age, can you kind of elaborate on what you've been given with this new energy where everyone is going to be in alignment, there will be no more suffering, there will be just beautifulness in this golden age moving forward?
Yes, I do think about that a lot, especially with the amount of weather, these big catastrophes with Katrina and 9/11 and earthquakes and things. I do think that we're going through a huge shift. I don't think it will be in this lifetime like for you and I, but it's no coincidence that at this time the earth is so heavily populated with people, souls, that are going. This, I think this is the highest population that the earth has had with people on it. And I read that on 12/12/12, that was also the highest amount of UFO sightings that we've ever had. So I think it's all connected. With the new, I've met one, but there is a new generation of children that are coming in that do not have the element of judgment. And I have the pleasure of connecting with one very briefly. I know that they're here to do a lot of work. I think it's going to be several generations before all of that comes in, because I think that with the universe, there's a lot of, if you can imagine the spin cycle when all that water is being strained out, the spin cycle, we're being prepared for that. And I think it's going to be a couple of generations, like my daughter's children's children is going to be in that time period. I don't know if I want to come back and even deal with it, because this life is hard. But they all say that when we get there, it's like it, that wasn't nothing, and we want to come back again. I'd rather just be somebody's guide.
Okay.
I don't think that I would be comfortable with seeing people from other planets. I'm very spooky, so I'll run out of this life before I see that. But it is happening.
So the portal that opens.
Information on that?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
And the portal that opened on 11/11, I thought that was part. That actually was part of this piece of the Golden Age to come in. But I didn't feel there was going to be that many life years away. So I've got to re-look at that. But I'm not feeling it. I thought sooner better than later, but. And the consciousness, when it does come, is going to be very not scary to people. That's what I'm picking up. It's going to be where they can really see past all of what's surface and what they've been shown as far as being scary, you know, with these different beings, because they're part of all of this too. But,
yes, they are.
Okay.
And I think there's a great amount of population that is not ready for it as of yet. So that's why I think we're going through some preparations to ring out what we need to ring out. And you can see the transition. All the television shows with Long Island Medium, Psychic Tia, Kids Remembering Past Lives. So the veil is thinning, and I think that we're being prepared for it. But I think it's going to be a few generations, like my daughter's children's children. And my daughter's only 11.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. And one final question, and this is going back to your personal piece with my brother. So whatever you want to bring up regarding him, I'm open to receive. My brother has two brothers. I have two brothers, so let me say the brother that, what would you need to connect? Which brother would information would you need? I'm sorry.
So are they crossed over?
No, they're still here.
She does have a brother that's crossed over, but she's talking about two that are here.
I'm sorry, Jamila?
No, I said you do have a brother, an adopted brother that crossed over, but you're talking about the two adopted brothers that are here.
Yes, I do apologize. Yes, Keisha, I had three brothers, actually, one at 7. He died of pneumonia. I have two now, but there's one here particularly now that is going through some very difficult time, physically and emotionally.
The reason why I asked about have they crossed over, because as soon as you said that, someone laid their hand on my shoulder, and I think that it is the brother that crossed over. So let me just see if he has anything that he's wanting to say.
Okay.
Now, the brother that's going through a lot, did that brother meet that brother that crossed over?
No.
Because the brother that crossed over is very close to the brother that's having the difficulties right now. He's actually a guide to him. And how old is the brother that's here that's having issues?
48.
And can you just give me a brief summary of what he's experiencing? Is he depressed?
No, he has cancer.
Well, he is depressed.
And so funny.
Depressed. He hasn't been happy with his life for a long time.
It's just funny that when I said that he touched my shoulder and I'm going through my cards and the first one said, I'm standing right next to you. Just to give a message forward of the brother that's crossed over, he is saying that he does kiss you goodnight and that when he crossed over, he was met with a lot of people that have been in not just this life but previous lifetimes that really embraced him. But he does stand very close to your brother. Is it gone to, like, a stage 4?
Is it doing what now? What did you say?
How is the cancer gone to, like, a high level, like a stage 4?
I would say picking up energetically, yeah.
Part of it is that he is also making it worse because, and I know it's a difficult space to be in, but he's almost feeling like he deserved this cancer. Did he have difficulties most of his life? Did he struggle a lot?
He struggled, yes, with some things, yes, for a majority of his life, yes.
Because it feels like, I see him with his head down, like this, I deserve this. Everything else went wrong, so this is something else as well. And he's partially almost giving up.
Yeah,
there's a part of him that's given up.
I feel like
when he's sleeping, his soul, this makes me kind of emotional. But when he's sleeping, he's actually reviewing options if he was to stay or to go. He's scared on a soul level that if he does stay, things are just going to continue to get worse. And he's just not doing very well with this particular lifetime. But it does not mean that he can't turn it around and see and understand why this is manifested in his life at this time. Is he open spiritually?
No, that's... No, no.
Okay, you may want to...
I have.
The only difficulty with it is that we can't force someone to accept something that they're not ready for. And he's just really, really, really depressed by it.
We have the ability to be a conduit for other people. If his soul makes this choice to continue on this path, there's really not much that you can do or anybody else can do to intervene, but to make him comfortable and accept that he has the right to choose which way to go. But because he's not spiritual, he's not realizing his soul and his conscience is not connecting.
Right.
His
right.
soul is trying to teach him something about his self-worth, but he is constantly in his head. I feel like it's like 1,000 ants in my head just running back and forth with all these thoughts and manifesting this illness within him. But you can pray for him. You can ask for as many angels as you like, 10, 20, 30 angels to be with him to try to help heal his mind, his thought process. You can call on the angels of peace and clarity, and you can request that they work with him for yourself because you're so spiritually open. Before you go to bed, you can speak to his soul and ask his soul to meet you at a special place in your dream and talk to him. Because I almost feel like he is at a stage where he is like a little boy that you, like a mom, would want to just pick up and talk to. And I think on a soul level, he does connect with you asking for help. So when you go to bed at night, ask your angels to get with his angels to bring you both to a special place to where you can sit and talk. You can also ask your brother that's crossed over because he's saying, I'll help, I'll help, I'll help. Ask your brother to be in that special place as well.
Right. Yeah, because it's interesting, Keisha. I called him this evening just to send him love and light and let him know I'm there. So I didn't realize he was back in the hospital again, but due to all the pain he's in, of course, the medication, but he was saying to me, he said, come see me. I'm at 1102. I said, oh, 1102 is, you know, where he lives. I said, okay. I said, when do you want me to come see you? Come see me. So I was picking up past what he was saying. I knew what he was saying to me.
Yeah.
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 So I
understand on a deeper level.
I'm sorry, sweetie, what did you say?
You definitely connect with him and understand him on the soul level. And that's
I
saw with him reaching out to you. It's almost like a little 10-year-old asking for help.
Okay.
You were his mother before.
I was his mother before in another life?
Yeah. I think it was a lifetime. It's Mayan.
I was. Yes, I have a strong connection to the Mayans. Yes, I love going down in Palenque and the Riviera Maya. It's absolutely a beautiful journey there for me. But go right ahead.
Yeah, I see you guys in like a very rich forest, and you guys would sit at the lake together, and you would teach him. And he just really, really, really looked up to him. You were everything to him in that lifetime. Yeah, so that's what that connection is. He's reaching out to you as that little boy in that lifetime. But he's lost some faith. And
he's lost
faith in God. It seems like he's lost faith in God as well. Because he feels that he's alone in this and that God has stepped away, but it's not that God has stepped away or whoever his God is, whether it's Allah, Krishna, whoever, he stepped away.
Right. Yes. You know, and Keisha, I was talking to Emil about this, and the piece for me now is to go see him. And it's because I'm so compassionate about people in life. That's the piece I've got to work with. I don't like to see anyone in any discomfort.
Right.
And that's the piece I have to kind of work through right now. That's where I am at this moment with all of this. And I do thank Jamila because she's working with me. And, of course, you know, I know that it's going to be okay, but just getting to that point to go and see him, because I know now he's in probably a different state, and I'm feeling that very strongly after tonight. And
want you to take your hand and lay your hand on his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Take his hand and lay his hand on your heart, and send that. Start to build up an energy of sending the pink light from your heart to his, back and forth.
Okay.
He's going to start talking to you on telepathically on a soul level. It's going to be an action of compassion for him, because I see him getting emotional about it, because your soul understands his soul.
Okay.
And let him know, don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid. And I know that I don't usually talk about death, but if he's ready, you have to respect that and let him know it's okay if he decides to do that. Does he sometimes go unconscious, or... When he's in the hospital, does he kind of go out?
Yeah, he goes out according to the medications that he's getting, yes. That's the only thing I understand about that piece of it. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, because like I said, he's reevaluating. If I stay here, what are my options? If I go here, what are my options?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just been a tough life for him.
Right, right. Okay. Well, Keisha, I really appreciate all the beautifulness and that was being, you know, given to you through our Creator, and I'm very much appreciated, and appreciate you, and appreciate Jamila. Okay.
Yeah. With don't be surprised if he calls you. Don't be surprised if he calls you Mom. Say, yes, it's me.
All right.
Yeah, because he's going to connect to that life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, beautiful. Thank you so very much to both of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, in the remaining 3 minutes, Keisha, what I would like for you to do is give your number again for those people who would like to set up an appointment to talk with you privately. So your number again?
It is 678-465-7378. 678-465-7378. Or you can email me at unveiledsoulprescriptions, and that's U, N as in Nancy, V as in Victory, E-I-L-E-D, soul prescriptions with an S, at yahoo.com.
Okay. This has indeed been a pleasure, and I will connect with you after this call, but this has been a pleasure, and I would invite people who are still on the board to definitely give Keisha a call to have a private session with her. She can tell you her very, very, very affordable rates. And as you can tell, she's extremely knowledgeable, extremely compassionate, extremely detailed, and extremely thorough. She has a gift, and her gift has been one that has blessed lots and lots of people. So I would encourage you to give her a call. And for those of you who are still on the line, have a wonderful holiday. As I said,